In just over a week, the biggest change in 30 years will hit the global garment industry. Quotas that limit the amount of clothes countries can sell to the United States and Europe will be scrapped.
Starting January 1st, U.S. retailers will be free to buy as many garments as they like from wherever they want. And there is one country in particular that will likely benefit.
China accounts for roughly 17% of the U.S. clothing market right now. The World Trade Organization has estimated this figure could rise to 50% within 2 years. And that has prompted China to make a surprising move. The country says it will impose an export tax on its own garment makers. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
The sound of a woman at a sewing machine is the sound of modern China. Working here at the Three Gun Textile Factory in Shanghai are hundreds of migrant women earning just over $100 per month. Some of the clothes are for the Chinese market, some for export to the U.S. and the European Union. Three Gun is one of the largest garment manufacturers in China and is one of the companies set to gain the most from the lifting of the textile quota. This factory is a small part of the Three Gun empire. The company has just invested millions of dollars in a massive new textile plant in the east of Shanghai. It's part of their rapid expansion to deal with the impending changes in the global trade system. Showing visitors around the plant is Deputy General Manager Chen Yingyuan. He is, not surprisingly, looking forward to the changes, but he sounds a note of caution too.
Of course, in theory, we're very optimistic about the changes when the quotas are removed. But on a practical level, it's not like we're going to flood the world immediately as soon as the door is opened. It simply won't happen that fast.
One of the reasons for Chen's caution is a surprise announcement made last weekend by the Chinese government. Ministry of Commerce spokesman Chong Quan announced that export taxes would be placed on certain Chinese garments to prevent them from flooding the world market. What the tax rate would be was left very vague in his announcement, but he said that the government would fully consider the ability of companies to pay. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says this is a very concessionary gesture from China.
These measures, of course, are aimed at the domestic vested interest in the United States, that is to say the textiles businessmen as well as the textile workers. And China also wants to show that it has no intention of flattening the export capabilities of many neighboring countries and third world countries, which do fear that the abolition of the quota system may mean that they will lose their export markets.
China has made great efforts to cultivate friendly relations with its neighbors in Southeast Asia. Beijing does not want to see Cambodia or Vietnam or Burma angry with China for taking all the exports and jobs from their textile industries. The winner in all of this should be the U.S. consumer, who's likely to get lower prices for clothes, even if the Chinese government follows through with its promise to slap taxes on its own exports. But U.S. retailers say it's unlikely they'll all flock to China, despite the edge it has in infrastructure, economy of scale and quality. Unexpected circumstances in any producer country, such as the SARS outbreak in China last year, lead buyers to maintain several supply chains. Back at the Three Gun factory, manager Chen Yingyuan is worrying about his own competition issues. That there'll be so much competition within China itself that companies will cut prices to get more business and squeeze profit margins. He says many companies are pushing for the government to establish a price floor for garments.
There is a price war within China, so we really hope the Chinese government will play an active role in dealing with this and creating appropriate regulations. The problem is, though, right now, China is too big to regulate.
U.S. manufacturers will not be so concerned about that as they continue to lobby Washington to activate measures it has already negotiated with Beijing to protect what remains of the U.S. textile industry. Analysts say all-out trade war between Washington and Beijing is unlikely despite the friction. Both countries need each other, they say. The U.S. needs cheap Chinese labor. China needs the massive U.S. market. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Tomorrow on All Things Considered, we'll look at Cambodia, a country that could lose in the changing global textile industry.